operating Australia's largest complementary SME model, helping the defence sector optimise capability and assets. Gold Group presents the Defence Ready Seminar Series podcasts. The Defence Ready Seminar Series is a joint initiative of Gold Group, Hunter Defence, Aiden, and the Centre for Defence Industry Capability.
Welcome to the Defence Ready Seminar Series of podcasts. My name's Grant McCarran, and in this episode, we'll be covering the very important topic of mental health. For this discussion, I'm joined by Jaylee Skian, who is the director of Every Mind. Welcome, Jaylee.
It's great to be here with you, Grant.
Excellent. So to start things off, Jaylee, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and what it is that you do?
Yeah, so I'm the director of Every Mind. We're a Newcastle-based organisation that works nationally in the prevention of mental ill health and the prevention of suicide. And we're particularly focused on working with people where they live, work, learn and interact with a whole range of different services because we're in the business of prevention. I'm a psychologist by background. I'm a registered psychologist. I'm also a researcher with a conjoint appointment with the University of Newcastle. And I guess my particular area of passion for the last 20 years has been mental health and suicide prevention and really working with people in organisations, in communities and in families.
A very important role indeed. So can you please describe the main theme of this workshop bundle and how you're going to be delivering it?
Yeah, the workshops focused on mental health are really about building knowledge and skills and really trying to get people across some of the core knowledge, some of the key concepts, as well as some practical skills, tips and things that people are going to be able to use in their workplaces, in their business, but also in their everyday lives as well. So the seminar is structured across four different workshops, the four different modules to be delivered over 4 weeks. And it kind of covers those kind of introductory modules about mental health and well-being, some practical skills around communication, as well as then how you build a mentally healthy workplace, particularly focused on small to medium enterprises, focused on our leaders and managers, but also particularly for those organisations working with defence.
So how does this package fit into the complete Defence Ready series? How does it support the others?
Yeah, I think for me, mental health and wellbeing is a core skill and a core knowledge set for any business, and particularly for businesses working with defence organisations. But I think it has a dual focus, our workshop series. Firstly, it's about building knowledge and skills that people need, particularly with a focus on defence organisations. So what do we know about the mental health impacts? What do we know about the different influences on our mental health and wellbeing? And how about that play out in different organisations? But also it has a secondary focus, which is more inward focusing for our small to medium organisations, which is how can you build a mentally healthy workplace? What are the practical tools and skills that you can build and use? Because what we know is when our people are well and when our people are well supported, they're much better able to work with our clients and work with our communities.
Understandable. So it does sound like this is an important topic. So can you expand a bit more on why this is so important? And also, who's going to benefit from going through this training?
There's no doubt that mental illness, suicide and all related issues are particularly critical ones for our communities across Australia. So we know that over 4 million Australians will experience mental illness just this year alone. Many more of us are affected as family members, as friends, as colleagues, as sports coaches. And so these are kind of skills that every Australian needs in all contexts, but particularly important for our managers and leaders in workplaces, because what we know is that for our people to be productive, for us to ensure that we're getting the most out of our workforce, we need to ensure there are things that we do in our workplaces every single day. And we know that there are particular things for small to medium enterprises who don't have big wellbeing units, who don't have HR departments sometimes. And so what are the really practical ways that you can build these skills and knowledges within all of your workplaces? But also I think we've got to understand that there are unique challenges, there are unique experiences for our defence personnel, for the organisations that our defence personnel work in. And so people need to get that context as well.
Excellent. So you've mentioned that there's going to be four workshops, four modules. Can you give us some key points in the information you're going to address under each of these workshops?
Yeah, each of the workshops will build on each other, and the first module really provides an introduction to some of those core concepts around mental health, mental ill health, and particularly how they apply to the workplace setting. I think one of the things that people often get wrong is that mental health and wellbeing is the absence of illness, and it's not. So it wouldn't matter if your workplace doesn't have anyone in it that has experience of mental illness. Mental health and wellbeing is critically important for every workplace. And so really it's about those knowledge and skills around what can influence our mental health and wellbeing at work and what practical skills people can apply. Modules 2 and 3 really build on each other and actually build some key communication skills in our leaders and managers. And so how we talk about and how we communicate about mental ill health, how we communicate about suicide and distress more broadly are really critically important. It can add to stigma or it can reduce stigma. And it can actually enhance whether people feel like they're able to put their hand up and ask for help. And it can also enable our workers and others to actually be people who offer support to others. So 2 and 3 really build some of the kind of knowledge and I guess take some of the fear out of having some of those conversations and give people really practical tools to address that. And then the fourth module really is focused on how people can build a structured mentally healthy workplace for themselves and really provides, I guess, some foundational kind of elements that you can build into your workplace to reduce risk overall, but also to promote recovery and to build skills across the workplace. And as I've mentioned before, particularly focused on those small to medium enterprises, so it's practical, it's doable, and it's achievable for all of our workplaces to implement.
Well, thanks for that overview. That's a good description of what you're going to get in each of the modules. So, of course, it's very important to have some tangible real-world business examples to help people internalize and apply what they've just learned to their own world. So will you have, are you able to give us an example of some of those?
Yeah, so at EveryMind, we've actually done quite a bit of work over the last number of years, particularly with small to medium enterprises and with a particular focus on small business, the sorts of things that we know impact on small businesses and the ways in which people can address mental health issues. So all of our work will have, examples, real life examples that really work for the size of business and the types of business. Also, we know that many of our businesses that are working with defence organisations and defence services themselves often employ people that come from defence or defence families, as it may be. And so really making sure that the kind of examples and the things that we include in the workshop have got some real life practicality and some resonance for the gender, the age, the environments and the specific experiences that people will encounter. So we'll draw on a range of our different examples and experiences to make it as practical for people as possible.
That sounds great. So people have gone through these workshops. They've learned a whole lot of information. They've got some concrete business case and examples that they can start to apply to. But of course, once you've finished the training and you're back out in the real world, there's always inevitable follow-up questions and a need for ongoing support. So what's going to be available for the participants who want that additional information?
Yeah, so throughout the workshops, we will point people to a range of programs, services and supports that EveryMind has that people can tap into, plus also some other services and supports that other colleagues that work in mental health also have that people can tap into. A couple of those key ones, we've got a Head for Business digital platform that's specifically tailored to small businesses and small business leaders and managers. And so people can do their own mental health checkup. They can also do a business stressor checkup and they can get some tailored information and supports, listen to other people who work in small business talk about what's worked for them and what hasn't. And so really kind of tailored information and supports that people can access there. We've also got some Conversations Matter resources that really help people in real time kind of have and navigate some of those difficult conversations. So we'll make sure we kind of bookmark some of those. But we also know that people are not just leaders and managers. They're also sporting coaches. They are parents. They are wives and husbands. And so we'll also make sure that we link people into a whole range of services and resources that might be useful for people in their everyday lives, noting that we go to work, but we are also more than our work role.
Well, that's some very comprehensive after workshop support, so to speak. So, Jaylee, that's been fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today to give us a great overview of the very important mental health topic.
You're absolutely welcome.
You have been listening to another Defence Ready seminar episode. For more information on the Defence Ready seminar series, please visit the Goal Group website at www.goalgroup.com.au. This episode has been produced by Southern Skies Media on behalf of Goal Group. The content in this episode cannot be used without permission from Goal Group.
Southern Skies Media.